Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
That couldn't be anybody but Steely Dan, right? Amazing band in the history of rock and roll. 17 till the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate. And our websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and the one for my book, The Third Ingredient, with the number three, thethirdingredient.com. We're having a great visit with Patricia Green. Patty is a professor emeritus at Babson College, an organization I've been telling you about since the first three months I was on the air. I was telling you about, I was saying the name Babson College and the Global Entrepreneurship Monitor, the GEM. I was reporting on that. I just thought that was the most amazing thing in the world. And Babson College is one of the founders of that study, which is still going on, by the way. And more, even bigger than ever. It's a franchise now. She's also co-founder of the Diana Project, which is kind of what we're talking about today. Patty, thanks again for being here. We're talking about. I want you to tell us more about this Ascent program, A-S-C-E-N-T, mm-hmm. Elevate Your Business, a free learning platform for women entrepreneurs. Now, talk to us about that.
I will. I think learning platform, it's not a course. It's a place online where you can go, and we have journeys. And you can take your learning journey when you need it for what you need it. So, example, say I'm a woman business owner, and I have an appointment with the bank in the morning. I go, oh, man, I'm feeling a little iffy about explaining my income statement. Boom, yeah. You go on here, you look at the income statement piece. It's practice, there's tools, there's templates to help you apply it directly to your business. You do it at night when the kids are in bed and you clean up the house. You can also go, oh, you know what, I'm not quite sure how to pitch this to my banker. Boom, you go over to that part. You know, and they're all very chunkable, you know, 6-8 minute exercises, things you can do again. When you need it, what you need.
Do you have links to other resources? Do you like if is an article or a video or anything that you have? You offer
we
that.
We do.
You bring those in.
We do. Yeah, and in fact, we've made some videos. I've done a couple of podcasts for them. I worked with Kathy Corman Frey, who's now a professor at George Washington, and she's the founder of the Hot Mamas Research Group. You would love if you don't know Kathy Corman Frey, Jim. You need to meet Kathy.
You need to get her on my show. You need to bring her on here.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Hot mamas.
We've done it together.
Hot mamas. I see you guys can get away with saying that. I can't say that. I can't get away with saying that.
It's true. I'm not going to debate that. But to go back to a sense.
I love that.
We've got four of the journeys are up so far. There's one on disaster relief. They built that after I left. That was about COVID.
Yeah.
But then there's strategic marketing. There's one about your people. You always like to talk about how they work with their people, being an employer. There's a couple of things on financials. And this is only a third of what we built. The other two-thirds aren't even up yet. But my favorite one that we built isn't up yet. And for that one, we used some materials from the Air Force and from the FSA on situational awareness to talk about opportunity identification. I would say it's a amped up version of the pivoting we talk about now.
Right.
It's more like pirouetting.
Yeah, men pivot and women pirouette, right? Is that what you're saying?
There you go. Well, I think pivot sounds like more like you go and you turn and now you go in that direction. Where a pirouette, you constantly have to be turning to watch for those opportunities.
Right.
That's sort of the distinction I've been making.
Yeah, I agree. It's like my wife says she doesn't sweat, she glistens. So men pivot, women pirouette. All right, so this is really important because, you know, women and men are different in the way they think about approaching a problem or a challenge or an opportunity. There's a timeline difference. There's a stops along the way difference. I'm trying to say this so that I don't get myself into too much trouble, but it is different, isn't it, Patty?
In a lot of ways, it can be. Yeah.
I mean,
the
bank, what your bank needs is the same, boys and girls. It doesn't matter. Oh, you know, but the way you prepare yourself to ask for that loan, men need different information than women need. They need to consume that information differently than men. And I think that's the reason why your SIP program is really good. It's important.
I think so. I mean, one of the things we emphasize is you have to speak the language of finance. You just have to. You can't hire somebody to do that for you. You have to not only speak it, you have to be fluent in it, actually understand the words that are coming out of your mouth. And that makes a huge difference in, you know, how you present your building in the faith that you can generate in yourself and that people will have in you.
And can I say something here that will probably get me in a little bit of trouble? Ladies, what she's talking about, cutting, when you're speaking that language, it also means that you're understanding who the person is you're talking to, and you've got to talk in the way that they want to receive it. In other words, I'm trying to figure out the best way to say this. You just have to make sure that when you speak the language, you not only speak the words, you speak the vernacular. What do you think?
Yeah, there's a lot of dialects. You're absolutely right. And we talk about that. You know, there's different sources of money. And you're absolutely right, Jim. The people that provide that money, whether it's debt, whether it's equity, and in equity, whether it's angel, whether it's venture capital, everybody thinks differently, and you're right, talks just a little bit differently in those lands.
And if you find yourself, ladies, if you find yourself in a male environment, you probably need to talk a little bit like males do. I mean, that's just the way it is. Quick break, Tintail. We come back. I want to talk about confidence. I want to talk about what part of the Ascent program covers confidence. Quick break, Tintail. Right back with Patricia Green. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.